Passover 1999, and what a Passover it is, as we come to a benchmark in our Father's plan. Not a benchmark to cause upset, not a benchmark to be anxious about, but a beautiful and a wonderful time when we understand our Father's words. We can never forget that time that as Jesus was being crucified, and he was hanging on the cross, he was thinking of you, because he stated these words, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, which is pure Hebrew with one Aramaic verb, which is to say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Now, many people believe that God did forsake Jesus because they are ignorant of God's word. And that's not an insult, it's just the way things are. We all were at one time, basically. And it's real sad because God never forsook his son. In the first place, when Jesus spoke to the Father, he never called him God. He always called him Father. So then we can come to one conclusion. Something wrong here. Many would even preach a sermon saying, yes, it was because he took on the sins of the world that God turned his back upon him. Our Father would turn his back upon the Son when he was giving the way of repentance, of forgiveness, making it possible for we that fall short, and all of us do, let's face it, that he would turn his back on? I think not. And in the first place, he had to be a perfect sacrifice before he would be the could be qualified to be the sacrifice for one and all times for your sins. So what was he doing then? What was he saying? Well, he was quoting Psalms 22, because it was written 1,000 years before the fact, and it has the words even of the chief priest who basically had engineered the crucifixion. Now, you know, man can't plan that, but our Father can. He certainly can. And don't ever, ever let anyone tell you that Christ took our sins upon himself and became a sinner. That's false. It's almost blasphemous. For he was perfect, therefore paying that price. So, what was he doing then? He was teaching, even as he was nailed to that cross. He was teaching you today. He was teaching all generations that would believe upon him that God's word is true, it comes to pass exactly as it's written. Therefore, you should become familiar with it, because this earth age will pass away, but God's word will never pass away. Mark 13. Now, let's go to Psalms 22 and understand what it was he was teaching, whereby we can have a better understanding. Certainly, as it is written, he would think of you. And here are those words in the psalm. He was quoting David when David was being persecuted severely. And in that persecution came forth the words of the passion, that is to say, the crucifixion, telling you exactly what was happening. Let's go with it. Psalms 22, verse 1. His words on the cross, being interpreted from Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani to my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Why art thou so far from helping me and from the words of my roaring, being lamentation, properly translated? In other words, inasmuch as Christ was Emmanuel, God with us, the forsaking would have been a little bit difficult, would it not? Verse 2, O my God, I cry in the daytime, but thou hearest not. and in the ninth season and am not silent. I just don't get any rest. And of course, this again was David's words as he was being pursued. 3, but thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel. Our fathers trusted in thee. They trusted, and thou didst deliver them. But he always does. Verse 5. They cried unto thee and were delivered. They trusted in thee and were not confounded. They were never disgraced. They were never ashamed when they trusted in him and followed through. Something you want to put in your mind. Trust him. Follow through on his commands. 6. But I am a worm, and no man, a reproach to men, and despised of the people. Now we're switching into the prophetic utterances or emotions of the crucifixion, because certainly people did consider him a reproach when they would cry, "Crucify him!" Verse 7. All they that see me laugh me to scorn. They shoot out the lip. They shake the head, saying. That is good and that is bad. And let me give you a clue, which you all already know. That comes from our Father.